None but the hungry heart. 6:31. Manually controlled. Having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. Colossians 2, verse 15. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. 2 Corinthians 4:15 to 17. Amen. The sovereignty of God is what alone gives rest to the Christian heart in view of a world full of evil, which is gone astray from him. To know that after all, in spite of the rebellion of the creature, things are as absolutely in his hand as ever they were, this brings, and alone brings, full relief. Still he rules over all, and where evil cannot be turned to good, limits and forbids it. He maketh the wrath of man to praise him, and the remainder of wrath, what would go beyond this, he restrains. See Psalm 76:10. People may quarrel with the sovereignty of God, but I love it, because I know enough about my natural bent and will to be sure that if left to myself, I should have gone straight to perdition. Some believers talk about man's free will when they are on their feet, but all are firm believers in God's sovereignty when they get on their knees. Human history is not in the grip of fate, but in the hands of him who was pierced for us on Calvary. Now thanks be to God, who always causeth us to triumph in Christ. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 14.